This is WGNS Action Line. Action Line. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers for 78 years.
Since 1947.
It's how my day begins.
Reporting the news.
It's how this day begins.
This is WGNS Action Line. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
Today in studio, we have Beth Dye from MTSU, and she is the Assistant Director for the Alumni Relations Office. Beth, how are you this morning?
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.
So what all is happening since the last time we talked? Well, I'm just looking over the list. A lot of stuff.
Yes. Last time I was here, we talked about our summer college, and summer has come and gone, and now we're looking at the next semester. We're about to come into the week of welcome and welcome our students, but we're also preparing now for an early homecoming again this year, which is going to be Saturday, September 20th.
So when do students return to campus? Are they already in the process of doing that, I guess?
Yeah, so this week, I believe they're all starting to move in throughout various times this week, and then they'll welcome everybody with convocation this Saturday.
Is it kind of a crazy time right now?
It is. It's exciting because, we have our new students, and then we're welcoming back old students and just kind of gearing up for the semester.
Have you all done studies on the number of graduates? How many return to MTSU to be involved in different activities?
We're finding quite a bit, actually, especially at homecoming. If the weather looks like it's going to be great, we have a lot of folks that are just excited about our teams, excited about campus, all the new buildings that have appeared over the past few years. There's two new buildings, well, three, the Student Athletic Performance Center, and then we also have the concrete building last year and the engineering building this year. So lots of things happening on campus, and our alumni are excited to come back and see all these new buildings, see all the new students coming to campus, and just be a part of it.
Are they usually pretty surprised if they haven't already been back?
Absolutely, yeah. It's especially, this year for homecoming, every year we celebrate 50 years of graduation with our Golden Raiders. And this year we're celebrating the year 1975. Some of them really haven't been back in those 50 years. Some we get back every year and they're just excited to be a part of it, but some may be out of state and have been gone for a long time. And when they come back, it's amazing to see all the changes.
They probably don't even recognize where they are if
exactly.
It's been 50 years since they've been on campus.
Exactly, yes.
So the Golden Raiders reunion, honoring the class of 1975, they're going to be returning. And do you know about how many are going to come back?
Well, we're not sure. Right now, we have registration opened about a week ago on our website. So that's mtalumni.com. And so typically, we have anywhere from 30 to 50 that are coming from the class that we're celebrating. And then we also invite those who have graduated from 1974 and the past 10 years. If you haven't had the opportunity to be inducted into the society, we invite you back and we want to celebrate you even if you couldn't be here to celebrate with your class reunion. So anybody 1975 and previous years, they're welcome to join us and get inducted into the Golden Raiders Society.
Those who are part of that Golden Raiders class of 1975, I would guess most of them are between the ages of 70 and 74 or so?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
I know, it's wonderful. And they're so excited to come back and see each other and see how everybody's changed, but also see how the campus has grown tremendously and just be a part of the week.
Do you find that you have a certain portion of those who do come back for these events? Some of them may have been working on the campus as a professor over those
years. Absolutely, yeah. We have former deans, former chairs, former professors, former students, all of the above, former athletes. They all come back and, just can't wait to see and take part in everything, you know, take part in our parade and checking out new buildings, going to see some classes where some professors may open up their classes that week. It's exciting.
And then I'm sure you've got a certain percentage of them who come back and they're married. They graduated the same time. They got married shortly after and they're coming back as a couple.
Absolutely. We have a lot of those. And then, you know, at this time, some of their husbands or wives may have passed, but we're, you know, we try to keep them in memoriam, you know, and think of those that have passed and celebrate, you know, the ones that are returning. So it's exciting.
I know high school reunions, you often recognize those you went to school with, but are they recognizing each other because they have not seen each other in some cases 50 years ago?
Yeah, absolutely. It's exciting to see. And we, you know, we'll have out yearbooks and different photos scrolling during that time and photos throughout the years. And it's really fun to hear a lot of their stories from all those years ago and just hearing them catch up. It's an exciting time.
And I know when I ask the question, do some of them recognize each other? People out there listening today may think I'm crazy, but the campus used to be a lot smaller back then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, it's a big change. But a lot of people keep in touch with each other, even if they haven't seen each other in a long time. So, but they are excited to reunite with others. And it was a smaller class during that time. So when they get together, they still kind of know each other.
And then the alumni awards reception, what types of different awards are you going to be giving away at that event?
We have our distinguished alum, and then we have our young alumni and various forms of different awards there that we celebrate throughout the year.
And then the homecoming party, they're going to have a big party going on, I guess?
Absolutely. So that's what's exciting. Our theme this year is Borough Bound. We are road tripping to Floyd Stadium. So on Saturday, September 20th, the day of homecoming, the alumni office always throws our annual Mixer on Middle parade watch party. And we'll kick everything off that morning at 10:30 in front of the alumni house and in our parking lot and along Middle Tennessee Boulevard, where you can set up and get prepared to watch the parade. We have different vendors that will be there. Middle Tennessee Electric will have their famous grilled cheese sandwiches there. And a bunch of different vendors will be there to kind of welcome everybody and celebrate the parade as they come down Middle Tennessee Boulevard. Parade will start at 11 a.m. and come down Main Street and then turn down Middle Tennessee Boulevard. It's a lot of fun. Like I said, the theme is road tripping, so I can't wait to see what kind of floats we get this year.
Back then in 75, if I'm not mistaken, Murphy Center, that would have just opened about 3 years prior.
Correct.
To 75.
Yes.
So is that where they would have gone for graduation back then?
That's a very good question. I think they did start it back then, but only about 3 years, you know, prior to when they graduated. Absolutely.
So they'll be surprised no matter what to see Murphy Center has been renovated over those years. I mean, it's all going to look new.
Absolutely. Everything is new.
You have some other stuff going on, such as, of course, the parade, the homecoming parade.
Yes.
Now, are they, that class of 75, are they going to be featured in the parade?
It's a little bit difficult to get everybody in the parade, kind of figure that out, but we welcome them to that watch party, and we kind of have an area for our Golden Raiders where they can set up and watch the parade. And then we have a luncheon after the parade, and we just kind of bring them, you know, invite them to all of those areas. They can go to the luncheon afterwards and then the game, obviously. And we have different areas in between each event where we're kind of calling it our road trip to Floyd, since they're borough bound. And we're going to, you know, let you know where you can stop along campus, check out some of the new areas, the new buildings, take some photos. A lot of places where students will be setting up from the parade after the parade with all of their banners and stuff like that. So it'll be a lot of fun.
I know in this age and time. Of course, you've got kids who are in high school taking college classes already.
Yeah.
But what was it like back then for this class of 1975? Did you have some who were starting college at a very early age, just like today?
That's a great question. I believe so. I believe they were, you know, first generation students going from high school into college and excited to just start that new time in their life. So it was, you know, it was just the beginning for all of them back then, where it's a little bit different now. You definitely have some first generation, but you also, the average student could be a little bit older at, you know, some coming out of high school, and it's a little bit different now. Plus, it's a lot bigger than what it was. You know, we were a lot smaller then. So it's exciting to see folks come back and celebrate each other after 50 years.
Is it events like this that you enjoy most about your job? You know, putting stuff like this together, together and then seeing the end result of it?
Absolutely. Just bringing folks back to campus, engaging with them, celebrating them, their accomplishments and where they've been throughout the years, hearing their stories, and then watching them see, you know, the new students and what they're doing and celebrating them. They're always excited about athletics and all of the different programs that they came from or the new programs that have developed. They're really excited to see how campus has grown and where it's going.
Are a lot of the current students, are they interacting with these who are coming back after that 1975 year mark?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the great things about the parade, is that they get to come down and kind of showcase what college they're in, or what organization they're in, what sport they're in. That's highlighted in the parade. And then there's Party in the Grove after the parade, where a lot of people tailgate and they get to kind of mingle and get to know each other. And that's when a lot of these folks can kind of see and talk with our students and what they're doing.
And again, with us this morning, we have Beth Dye, Assistant Director of the MTSU Alumni Relations Office, and we've been talking about Homecoming 2025, and of course been talking about the class of 1975 coming back for that big reunion. And again, what is the date for that big reunion, and what do we need to do if somebody listening would like to sign up?
Our Golden Raiders induction ceremony and reunion is Friday, September 19th. It's going to start at 10 a.m. with check-in, and we'll do a little campus tour, and then we'll go into our luncheon at noon. All you have to do is go to mtalumni.com and you can register online, and then we'll get you all set up. You can register for Golden Raiders as well as our Mixer on Middle, our luncheon that afternoon, and then you can also get discounted tickets through our office for the football game, which is MTSU versus Marshall.
Sounds great. Again, Beth Dye with us this morning, and you can learn more on MTSU's website, or I guess just Google MTSU alumni and should pull it up there.
And give us a call. Absolutely.
Sounds good. Well, Beth, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
No middlemen.
No mystery.
Just fresh picked produce.
Straight from the Tennessee dirt to your dinner table.
Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Where our family feeds your family.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1. On John R. Rice Boulevard.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of local nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org.
Are you tired of constantly spending money on sprays and other things to control mosquitoes around your home? If so, come by Holden Hardware and get the Spartan Mosquito Eradicators. When used properly, the Spartan Mosquito Eradicators will kill mosquitoes. Come by Holden Hardware on the square and get the Spartan Mosquito Eradicators. This year, make mosquito control easier and cheaper. Come by Holden Hardware on the square and get the Spartan Mosquito Eradicators.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
You want to know what our chickens eat, or how our lettuce is grown?
Or maybe about our corn or our maters. Just ask.
Your farmer's right there at the booth. That's the Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
John R. Rice Boulevard at the Lane Agri Park, celebrating 50 years. Hey, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Come in for your guitars, keyboards, drums. We have you covered. Lessons, we got that. Drums and every other instrument with strings or keys. Music World and Drummer's Den, the one-stop shop where you have everything that you might need. Ukuleles, violins, things that they're not expecting to find just everywhere they go. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den. Come in for your guitars, keyboards, drums. We have you covered.